Hi, everybody, and welcome to English Digest. My name is Joe. Today is July 10th, and we're on our architecture unit. We're on day two of our two-day unit all about buildings gone green. We're talking about green architecture. But before we get too far, let's find out who we have in the studio with us today.
Hi, everyone. My name is Lily.
Hi, Lily. Welcome to the show. Well, yesterday we got an introduction to green architecture. We learned that it's all about building skyscrapers that use the least resources and the least energy. It's something that's really caught on lately because the environment, of course, is a major concern for people nowadays. We're very conscious of our impact on the environment and of the resources that we take. We want to give back instead of always taking and taking and taking from the natural environment. Well, yesterday we got into our first example of green architecture. It's the IBM Tower in Kuala Lumpur. And today we're going to go even further. We're going to look at some different designs from around the world. We'll take you from Athens, Greece, all the way to the USA and beyond as we go through day two of Buildings Gone Green. So listeners, if you haven't done so already, please open up your books to July 10th as we read through day two of today's article.
The AVAX office building in Athens, Greece, was built with mostly recycled, non-polluting materials and with wood obtained from sustainable sources. Its most impressive feature is its self-regulating shading devices, called fins. The way the fins rotate is based on the temperature and amount of solar radiation outside. These fins keep the office temperature mild while still letting in the sun's natural light. The building uses only about half the energy consumed by buildings of the same size in Greece. Design engineer Ted Owens built his very own hay bale house in New Mexico, USA. The hay bales, sealed within the exterior house walls, provide excellent insulation. His television, refrigerator, stereo, computer, toaster, lights, water pump, everything are 100% solar powered through panels mounted on the roof. When it rains, water gathers into a container and is used for the washing machine, toilet, and gardening hose. At Eco Village of Loudoun County, Northern Virginia, everyone shares an ecological vision. Residents bathe in the fresh breeze, eat organic vegetables from the local garden, and can view the beauty of the forests, fields, flowers, and wildlife surrounding their energy-saving houses. Eco-villagers step lightly on the earth and enjoy their friendly community. Green architecture is good for the environment, our health and well-being, and it's even economical. It will eventually be the obvious choice for all building construction in the future. Green is where it's at.
All right, so that was day two of our article on buildings gone green. So let's jump back up to the first paragraph and go through it sentence by sentence. The article begins, "The AVAX office building in Athens, Greece, was built with mostly recycled, non-polluting materials and with wood obtained from sustainable resources." So this is our first example of green architecture. We're going to the city of Athens, Greece, the Olympic city. And we have this AVAX office building, so it's a company building, and it was built with mostly recycled and non-polluting materials. So recycled materials are materials that have been used and then reused for another purpose. They was also using non-polluting materials, meaning materials that if you dispose of them, they do not pollute the environment, they don't harm the environment. And it also used wood obtained from sustainable resources. Now, this is something that I talked about yesterday. On yesterday's show, I was mentioning about how when we take wood from the forests, when we harvest it from the forests, if we don't plant trees again, it just disappears if we take and take and take. But we learned that with the AVAX office building, they used wood which was obtained or gotten from sustainable resources. It just means that the wood was taken from a place where probably they plant as many trees as they take. For every tree that they harvest, they plant one more. That's why we say that it is sustainable, because the amount of trees can stay the same or it can be sustained.
I really like this idea of using sustainable resources. For example, bamboo is considered to be a sustainable resource, and that's why bamboo is becoming really popular now to use to make things like furniture, mainly because it's strong, it's really light, but the most important thing is that it is a sustainable resource, meaning it grows really quickly. So even if you cut bamboo down, it's going to grow really fast, and so it's almost like you didn't really cut anything down. Now, its most impressive feature, here we're still talking about the AVAX office building, is its self-regulating shading devices called fins. So this office building is very special because it has an impressive feature. If something is impressive, it kind of gives you a feeling when you look at it, wow, that's really cool, that's really interesting. So that's why you're impressed. Now, this feature, just meaning a characteristic, is its self-regulating shading devices. If something is self-regulating, it means it can basically be controlled. It controls itself. So you don't really need a person to be there to make sure it's doing what it needs to do. It's all automatic. Now, these are shading devices. So these are things that can help shade the building. When we talk about the shade, it just means an area where the sunlight doesn't hit. For example, if it's a really hot day, you might stand underneath the shade of the tree so you're not underneath the direct sunlight, so you're not so hot. And these devices, well, they're actually called fins. Fins are usually what you see on fish. They kind of like help them swim. They're a little bit like tiny little wings. And we're going to find out why these fins are so great at doing what they need to do, which is shading.
So let's find out exactly how these fins work. The way the fins rotate is based on the temperature and amount of solar radiation outside. So these fins, they rotate, meaning they move around kind of in a circular motion, and this is based on the temperature and amount of solar radiation outside. So these things, because they are self-regulating, they are automated, it means people don't have to control them, they measure the temperature outside and also the amount of solar radiation coming from the sun, which is outside. Now they take this into account, and then they decide how much they should rotate or how much of the sunlight they should actually let into the building. So this is how they control the amount of shade and thus the temperature of the building by moving and allowing less or more sunlight into the building.
That's true. Okay, so we can see exactly why they're so useful. Now, these fins keep the office temperature mild while still letting in the sun's natural light. That's why they're so great, because if you're actually in this building, well, it's these fins that keep the office temperature mild. If the temperature is mild, it means that it's not too extreme, it's not too hot, it's not too cold. So it's really comfortable. And of course, most people, that's what they want out of their office environment. They do want to be comfortable because many people, they're in the office for many hours of the day. But at the same time, even though these fins keep the temperature nice and mild, they still let in the sun's natural light, which is really important. I've heard this from many, many people. They love it when their offices have a lot of natural light, so you don't have to rely on light bulbs, because most people, they feel happier being out in natural light. And if you walk into an office space and there's a lot of natural sunlight coming in from the windows, I think people are just naturally happier.
I think so too. It just kind of gives the feeling of being outside rather than being, you know, cooped up in an office all day. If you have that natural light kind of shining on you, instead of just like a sterile light bulb shining down on you, it just gives you a different feeling. And, you know, if workers are happier, they're probably doing more as well. So this would appeal more to the company from that perspective as well. The building uses only about half the energy consumed by buildings of the same size in Greece. So this is what is most impressive about this building. You take a building the size of the AVAX office building, compare it to a building that is exactly the same size, and the AVAX office building uses half the energy of that building in Greece. So this is really impressive. Just by using these very basic things like these fins that they have, just by controlling the temperature and probably some other factors as well, this building uses half the amount of energy of buildings that the same size use in Greece. So this is a great example of how this new green architecture, this technology, can work.
That's true. Now, we move on to another example. Design engineer Ted Owens built his very own hay bale house in New Mexico, USA. So here we have a design engineer. Now, usually when we talk about green architecture, you assume that, let's say, it is an architect who actually designs all of these kinds of buildings. But here we're talking about a design engineer, and I guess it makes sense that design engineers, they would be involved in the designing of these green buildings because you're talking about technology as well as design. Now, this man, Ted Owens, he built his very own hay bale house. That's a little bit difficult to say. A hay bale is essentially a block of hay. Now, hay is usually kind of like straw, and that's what horses eat, and it usually comes in big, big blocks that are quite heavy. So if you go to a farm, you'll see these hay bales around. Sometimes they're on trucks and people like to ride in a hay bale truck. But in this case, design engineer Ted Owens, he used hay bales to actually build his own house in New Mexico, USA. We're going to find out exactly why he used hay bales.
Well, he used these hay bales and he sealed them within the exterior house walls. And he did this because they provide excellent insulation. So he built some regular house walls, but instead of using the normal type of insulation that you would use for a house, that's the stuff that goes inside the walls of the house to, you know, keep the warmth in and keep the cold out. And instead of using the regular type, he used these hay bales. He put them within the walls of the house. And he discovered that it was a great way to keep the heat within his house and keep the cold out. Now, this would be important because in places where it gets colder, like in New Mexico and in North America in general, this is great because it can save on your heating bill, meaning you will use less electricity to heat your home. So this would be very important, especially in a place like where I'm from in Canada, where it gets very cold. You need great insulation in your homes in order to keep warm during the cold winter months. And unfortunately, it does mean that you use a lot of electricity and a lot of energy to heat your home. So this would cut down on that.
That's true. That's what people say. If you want to make sure you can cut costs and not use so much power or electricity during the winter months, then you need to make sure that your house is well insulated. A lot of my foreign friends, they live in Taiwan, and they say that the only thing they don't like about their apartment is usually it's not very well insulated. So in the winter, if there are cold days, they're really, really cold. They actually feel even colder than compared to when they were, let's say, back in their home country. Now here we're still talking about Ted Owens's house. We learned that his television, refrigerator, stereo, computer, toaster, lights, water pump, everything, they are 100% solar powered through panels mounted on the roof. And so this is really great because he gets his energy from solar power, meaning from the sun. And the way you can get energy from the sun is if you have panels, basically these big sheets that draw in sunlight and they can convert it into power or into electricity. And the great thing is that, you know, there's usually always sunlight. And then if you have these solar panels installed at home, then you can really cut down your electricity costs. And for him, everything in his house that requires electricity, well, it gets its power from the solar panels.
And he also utilizes rainfall as well. When it rains, water gathers into a container and is used for the washing machine, toilet, and garden hose. So he's not even taking water from the environment. He's just using water that's already there in the water cycle. He's using the natural rainwater, which gathers into a container, and it uses it for everything in his house that would need water. When he washes clothes, the water in the washing machine is from the rain. Same thing with a toilet and even the garden hose he would use to water his plants or whatever else would need water out there. It's all just coming from the natural rainfall. So this is the true meaning of green architecture. He's just using all the natural resources that the world provides to build his home.
Well, this really makes sense because water is such a precious resource. And so, you know, in Taiwan, they talk about when you wash your vegetables before you start cooking, well, make sure you save that water because the water is actually still quite clean. And they recommend that you use that same water to, let's say, mop or clean your floors. That way you can save water.
That's right. I think Ted Owens is providing a great example for the future construction of a lot of homes that I hope we'll be seeing more of in the future. All right, listeners, that was the first half of today's article. Now it's time to listen to some Chinese explanation.
大家好,我是 Daphne。 第一段里头我们要介绍的是位在希腊雅典的 The Avex Office Building。第一句话里头我们用到一个动词片语 be built with， 就是用什么东西建造而成或者是盖成的。这里的 with 呢有两个说明这个建筑物它的特点啊。第一个是 was built with mostly recycled non-polluting materials， 它是用回收不会污染的物质或者是材料建造而成的。此外呢又提到这个 building 呢 was built with wood， 是用什么样的木材呢？后面又有一个过去分词来修饰这些木头是 obtained from sustainable sources。 接下来我们要介绍这栋办公大楼它的特色。Its most impressive feature is, 后面我们提到这个特色就是 its self-regulating shading devices. Self-regulating 就是自动调节的。我们要介绍的是它自动调节的这种遮阴装置。叫做什么呢？ Called fins.这种 fins 呢它是会旋转的。下面这句话有一个动词片语 is based on。 The way the fins rotate， 也就是 fins 它旋转的方式是依据后面提到的两样东西。第一个是 the temperature， 另外一个呢就是 the amount of solar radiation。因为 fins 呢会不断的旋转，所以呢 they keep the office temperature mild while still letting in the sun's natural light. Keep 后面的受词就是这里提到的办公室的温度。那么后面这个 mild 呢是一个受词补语，说明办公室的温度呢是非常舒适的。在此同时，它也能够让太阳光自然的照射进来。The building uses only about half the energy. Energy 后面有一个过去分词片语，修饰前面的这些电力 consumed by buildings of the same size in Greece. 说明它使用到的电力呢，只有同样大小建筑物的一半，也难怪这种建筑物被称之为是 green architecture.接着我们要介绍另外一位建筑大师 Ted Owens. He built his very own hay bale house in New Mexico, USA. 我们要介绍一下什么是 hay bale house 呢？ Hay 知道它的意思是干草， bale 呢当动词来用就是把干草捆成一捆，当名词来用呢就指的是一捆一捆的东西。 hay bale 合在一起就是一捆捆的干草。就像下面这个句子 The hay bales 动词是 provide excellent insulation， 这些干草呢提供绝佳的绝缘装置。主词后面呢有一个过去分词片语在形容这些干草 sealed within the exterior house walls， 也就是说明这些干草是被封在屋子外墙里头。此外 hay bale house 还有什么样的特点呢？ His television, refrigerator, stereo, computer, toaster, lights, water pump, 这些电器用品 are 100% solar powered. Solar powered, 这里的 powered 是当形容词来用，就是用太阳能发电的。透过什么发电呢？ Through panels. Panels 呢也就是能够吸收太阳能的这些太阳板。Panels 后面的 mounted on the roof 说明这些太阳板是被装置在屋顶上方的。When it rains, water gathers into a container and is used for, 后面说明这些水被用在什么地方。这里提到 the washing machine, toilet, and gardening hose.
We're going to take a short break here on English Digest, but don't go away. When we come back, we're going to learn about an entire community in the United States that is utilizing green architecture.
Welcome back, everyone, to English Digest. Today, we're talking about buildings gone green. That's right, we're on the second day of our two-day unit. And before, we were talking about a few examples of really great green architecture. Well, now we're actually going to look at an entire eco-village in the U.S. So let's jump right into the third paragraph, which begins with, at eco-village of Loudoun County, Northern Virginia, everyone shares an ecological vision. All right, so we're introducing you to a place. It's an eco-village. Eco, of course, you know, comes from words like ecology or the ecosystem, basically the environment. And so here, right in the name, we can see that it's something special. It's located in Loudoun County, Northern Virginia, which is on the east coast of the U.S. And here, everyone shares an ecological vision. So the people who live in this village, they share a similar vision. If you share a similar vision, it means that you have the same ideals, the same ideas and opinions. And in this case, they have the same opinions about ecology, about the environment. And we'll see exactly why this village can be called an eco-village.
Well, here at Eco Village in Loudoun County, residents bathe in the fresh breeze. They eat organic vegetables from the local gardens and can view the beauty of the forests, fields, flowers, and wildlife surrounding their energy-saving houses. So the residents, we say they bathe in the fresh breeze. Usually if we say you bathe in something, we're usually talking about like taking a bath, like in water. But here we're talking about the fresh breeze, which kind of surrounds them. So it's almost like they're bathing in water, but in this case, it's just the fresh breeze or the light wind that blows through their village. They also eat organic vegetables. Now, organic vegetables are vegetables that are grown without the use of chemicals. They don't use anything like pesticides to get rid of bugs or insecticides to get rid of weeds and things like that. They're just grown completely naturally and in a natural way. And they can also view the beauty of the forests, fields, flowers, and wildlife surrounding their energy-saving houses. So it's a much more rural environment. There's not like skyscrapers and, you know, freeways and the things that you would see in a city surrounding them. They've got all these great natural things around them. They've got the forests and the trees. They've got the fields, flowers, a whole bunch of wildlife. And they've also got energy-saving houses, kind of like the one we saw in our second paragraph designed by Ted Owens. So it's kind of like his idea, but it's expanded to include a whole village.
Well, here, eco-villagers step lightly on the earth and enjoy their friendly community. So here we're talking about the people who live in eco-village. So that's why we say they are the eco-villagers. They step lightly on the earth. So some people might think, oh, does that mean they really take really light steps? They don't want to damage the earth? Well, you could say that, but probably what this means is that they don't harm the earth in any really big way. And they enjoy their friendly community because it makes sense. They all have a similar vision. They want to be environmentally friendly. They live in a place where it makes it easier. They're actually doing their part to make sure that they don't damage the environment in any way.
Now we get into our fourth paragraph, which just sums up what a great idea green architecture is. Green architecture is good for the environment, our health, and well-being, and it's even economical. So we've got all these reasons here. Number one, of course, first and foremost, it's good for the environment because it doesn't take more than it needs to from the environment. It uses the least resources and the least energy. And it's good for our health as well because if you live in a green building, it means that it's using things like natural light, which makes you actually happier. It can improve your mood. It uses natural ventilation, meaning you can get fresh air even though you're inside all day, which is important because a lot of people do spend a lot of hours at the office nowadays working indoors. It's good for our well-being, so just our overall state of mind and attitude. And it's even economical, meaning it's cheaper to run these buildings because they do use less energy and less water as well, and they generate less waste. So just overall, this is a very good idea for all these reasons.
Well, there are definitely so many benefits to having green architecture, which it makes sense that we say it will eventually be the obvious choice for all building construction in the future. And so that's why, because it's so great and people can see the benefits quite easily, eventually, maybe not right now, but in the future, it will be the obvious choice. something is the obvious choice, it means that even though you do have many choices, it's kind of clear, it's actually very easy to see what choice you need to make. And in this case, of course, it would be green architecture when we're talking about building construction in the future. You really do see this, like I mentioned yesterday, maybe a building that's being built is not necessarily completely green, but people do take the time to decide and try out things so that it will be environmentally friendly, at least compared to the buildings that were built in the past. That's why we end today's article with green is where it's at. If we describe something as being where it's at, it means that it's popular, it's where everyone's interest lies right now. We can definitely see that now and also in the future, green architecture is going to be the choice to make.
All right, listeners, we hope you've enjoyed today's article. Now it's time to listen to some more Chinese explanation.
接着我们要介绍位在北维吉尼亚的一个 Echo Village。有 Echo 这个字呢，因为 Echo 它代表的是 Ecology, E-C-O-L-O-G-Y, 生态，所以这个村子里头呢，一定大家都非常的环保。Everyone shares an ecological vision.像下面几个句子呢，就说明生活在这里的居民，他们能够享受到，第一个呢，就是 bathe in the fresh breeze. 第二个呢，是 eat organic vegetables from the local garden. 第三个呢，是 view the beauty of the forests, fields, and flowers and wildlife. 那这一些植物也好啊，动物也好，后面有一个现在分词片语形容他们 surrounding their energy-saving houses. 所以这里的人，他们居住的屋子呢，都是能够省电省水的 energy saving 是一个复合形容词修饰后面的屋子所以这里的居民也就是 Echo Villagers step lightly on the earth and enjoy their friendly community step lightly on something 字面上的意思是轻轻的踏轻轻的踩这里隐身的用法就是他们保护地球不会破坏不会蹂躏地球当然就能够享受一个非常合乎环保的友善环境 Green architecture is good for the environment our health and well-being 除此之外呢It's even economical. It 呢，同样指的是绿建筑，它是合乎经济效应的。It will eventually be the obvious choice for all building construction in the future. Obvious 放在 choice 的前面，说明这个选择呢是非常清楚的，是非常明显的。为什么呢？因为 green is where it's at， 也就是我们要讲究的就是 green， 就是环保，就是绿色。
All right, listeners, we hope you've enjoyed both days of our article on Buildings Gone Green. Please join us again next time on English Digest. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lily.
Goodbye.